Things Fall Apart, Chinua Achebe. One day, a neighbor called Okoye came in to see him. He was reclining on a mud bed in his hut, playing the flute. He immediately rose and shook hands with Okoye, who unrolled the goatskin which he carried under his arm and sat down. Onoka went into an inner room and soon returned with a small wooden disc containing a kola nut, some alligator pepper, and a lump of white chalk. "I have kola," he announced when he sat down, and passed the disc over to his guest. "Thank you. He who brings kola brings life. But I think you ought to break it," replied Okoye, passing back the disc. "No, it is for you, I think." And they argued like this for a few moments before Onoka accepted the honor of breaking the kola. Okoye, meanwhile, took the lump of chalk, drew some lines on the floor, and then painted his big toe. As he broke the kola, Onoka prayed to their ancestors for life and health, and for protection against their enemies. When they had eaten, they talked about many things, about the heavy rains which were drowning the yams, about the next village of Mbano. Onoka was never happy when it came to wars. He was, in fact, a coward and could not bear the sight of blood. And so he changed the subject and talked about music, and his face beamed. He could hear in his mind's ear the blood stirring and intricate rhythms of the Ekwe and the Udu and the Ogeni, and he could hear his own flute weaving in and out of them, decorating them with a colourful and plaintive tune. The total effect was gay and brisk, but if one picked out the flute as it went up and down, and then broke up into short snatches, one saw that there was sorrow and grief